In a new court filing, federal prosecutors say former President Donald Trump resorted to crimes as he tried to overturn the 2020 election results and remain in power. We're going to go live to our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us with the details on this latest development in the January 6th case. Stephen, good morning. The special counsel, what do they say that Trump did here?
Yeah, Carol, this is the prosecution's fulsome argument to the judge as to why the presumption of immunity should be overcome in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision in July that a former president is entitled to the presumption of immunity for official acts or absolute immunity. But also, in addition to the idea that some of this may touch on conversations he had with people working inside his White House, it paints a picture of a man who took private acts, that he was willing to commit crimes to stay in office and hold on to power. And this filing, 165 pages, includes some things we've never heard before, including the idea that he was sitting in the dining room off the Oval Office, watching the riot on television, tweeting out things himself. An aide bursts in, said, "Sir, the vice president's been taken to safety." And according to this filing, Trump turned to that person and said, "So what?" Another person testifies that Trump intended to declare himself the winner even before all the votes were counted, particularly in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Another person testified that Trump told family members, quote, "It doesn't matter if you won or lost the election. You still have to fight like hell." This filing has prosecutors saying that Trump and his allies spent weeks spreading lies, making dozens of false but specific claims of fraud that amounted to unsupported, objectively unreasonable, and ever-changing stories of where the fraud is. And some of this evidence also includes, according to the filing, Mike Pence's handwritten notes of a meeting that he had in the days before January 6th, where Pence is going to preside over the joint session to count the electoral votes, and Trump leans on Pence to discard the votes or send the votes back from certain states, including Pennsylvania. And Trump has him saying, quote, "When there's fraud, the rules get changed." Bottom line, Trump says, according to Pence's notes, he won every state by hundreds of thousands of votes. Of course, that wasn't true.
And Trump is responding to this by claiming it's political, Stephen?
Electoral interference. Looking at the calendar, we're less than 5 weeks away from the election. Trump is saying that this is all meant to advance the interests of Kamala Harris at the ballot box. The judge, in her order releasing this yesterday, said that the defense attorneys are not doing their client any good by making arguments in court papers that this is all political and that Jack Smith is motivated by presidential electoral politics. Judge Chutkan made the decision to release this on her timeline. She has repeatedly said that the electoral calendar does not matter to her, and she said it's not her job as a judge to enforce some sort of internal policy within the Justice Department as to when it undertakes certain prosecutorial decisions, such as when to bring charges. By the way, these charges were first brought more than a year ago, well in advance of the election.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington.